from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Here with me this morning is KQED politics and government reporter Marisa Lagos. Marisa, I want to talk about Sam Altman and his entry into politics.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about him lately.
So Sam Altman is president of Y Combinator, Silicon Valley's most prestigious startup incubator. And he started something he's calling the United Slate. First, let's listen to Queen Akim's chat with Altman about his new political organization.
Very flattering to call it an organization, but probably an overstatement at this point.
What would you call it?
An idea or a call for candidates. What we're hoping to do is support people in the 2018 elections that agree with the principles that I tried to lay out. I think we're in the middle of a human socioeconomic revolution. It will be as big when we look back at it as the agriculture revolution or the industrial revolution. This is the automation revolution. Software, artificial intelligence is going to change the way the world works in this really fundamental way. And what I would like to do is make sure we get to the other side of that and people's lives are better than they are today. But that's not the default. I think we have a government that is, in my opinion, not working very well at all at the state level or the federal level. And I would like to see people with new ideas or people that are sort of interested in some of the ideas that I lay out run for office, and I'd like to support them.
What are those ideas? You have like 10 points? Or give me the top line.
Sure. Some of the more specific issues, especially in California, the affordability, in particular affordability of housing, I think is breaking the state. That's causing huge problems everywhere we look. So that's one that I'd really, really like to take on. Universal healthcare. I'd like to see Medicare expand over time to cover everybody. Teaching people for the jobs of today is really important to me. I don't think our education system does a great job of making people be successful in the world of today, and certainly not the world of tomorrow. There are a lot more, but those are a few big ones to start with.
So I know you're a registered Democrat, and a lot of these issues sound like they would be on a Democratic platform. Why not just find candidates that are already out there working on these issues and fund them?
Well, I think we will support some existing Democratic candidates. In fact, we were meeting with some earlier today. We are particularly interested in candidates who are already out there doing good work, but not sort of the chosen ones of the existing party. You know, there was a joke that someone said, like, in California, you can vote for any Democrat you like as long as it's the one that the California Democratic Party chose for you. And I don't like that. And I don't think that's how we're going to get the new ideas that we need. These are things that the Democrats, some Democrats, talk about, but they're not doing. I don't think they're willing to be aggressive enough. I think many, quite frankly, are too controlled by wealthy donors. In the case of California, by wealthy homeowners. One of the things we found so far in the first week of this is that there are a lot of very qualified people who have been working in government for some time that are unknown, that don't have an easy time raising a lot of money, that are not chosen by the people in control of the party as the rising stars. They don't have a fair shot. And so I think there are plenty of people with experience in government that could be quite great candidates.
So housing is one thing that, as you probably know, so much of it is controlled locally. There's only so much impact you can make with candidates on the state level. And I'm curious...
I don't agree with that. I don't know if this would be politically possible, but for example, I believe that if you could make statewide tax changes to how we tax property, you could make a significant change at the state level.
What do you mean, like Prop 13 sort of thing?
Well, let me say this. I think if you repealed Prop 13 and switched to a state where we tax property heavily and income less instead of income heavily and property much less, basic laws of economics suggest that would have a huge impact on the cost of housing.
That's the sort of thing that if it's ever going to happen, almost has to happen from the ground up, because I don't think any politician is going to want to stick their neck out there. So I'm wondering, like, what's your view of the grassroots and where does that fit into this big plan of yours?
We've met with a number of grassroots efforts pursuing mostly ballot initiatives, but other strategies as well. You know, right now what you see is a lot of cities want the jobs, but not the residences. And there's a very interesting grassroots group saying that you don't get to have the jobs and not provide the housing. And we're going to do a ballot initiative statewide to address that. So I do expect that we will look very closely and try to find some ballot initiative in this direction to support by one of these grassroots campaigns. But I don't know yet exactly what it'll be.
Now, I'd heard reports that you were thinking of running for governor. What's happening with that?
A lot of people have tried to convince me to run for governor. I really like my current job, and I think I could have a much bigger impact if I can find a slate of candidates to work together. I think it's always hard for one person to make change. I think it's usually small groups that do that. So I'm trying to focus my efforts on this.
That's Sam Altman talking with KQED's Queen Akim. So political reporter Marisa Lagos. Altman says he's not going the way of Carly Fiorina or Meg Whitman here. He's not running for office.
Yeah. So let's start with the things that I think are interesting, and maybe then I'll throw some cold water on some of the other stuff.
All right.
I do think that that in itself is refreshing. I think often when we see people come from outside of government who want to make big changes, they think that they are going to be that change agent. And I think that's hard. I think partly because one person, as he said, is only one person. You know, I think that he made some fair criticisms of the Democratic Party and their sort of them anointing candidates. On the other hand, I also think that that often happens because they're finding people that have experience, A, but B, fit with a district. And so I think that, like, saying that just because you don't like some of the stuff coming out of Sacramento, it's a little easier said than done. Consensus is hard. We have 120 members in the legislature in a big, diverse state. But I do like his idea of running people who come from a government background. I think that's really interesting. And I do think there's a lot of untapped talent in the public sector of people that might actually be able to do good work, because they understand our system and how it works.
Do you think that he's learned from the experiences of Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorina, and that's why he doesn't want to be the guy himself?
I mean, maybe. This is definitely something we're seeing more of, where, you know, Silicon Valley executives and other folks either run, it's in Meg Whitman's case, and I think it's worth noting that she spent $140 million of her own money and still lost. Of course, President Trump and Arnold Schwarzenegger were successful in their runs as outsiders. But, you know, his group is not the only one. We saw a Zynga founder, Mark Pincus, and LinkedIn's Reid Hoffman announce a group called Win the Future, WTF. I think that theirs is a little bit, I feel like what Altman is talking about is a little more focused. So it'll be interesting to see what Altman actually does with this and what he pursues.
KQED's California politics and government reporter, Marisa Lagos, thanks.
Always a pleasure.